feel like that was the thing that you guys needed to snap out of it a little bit and get some momentum back?
Yeah, we just had to get a turnover and just get the ball back to the offense so they can go down there and do what they're supposed to do. So that was the big game plan when we was on the sideline, was we got to get the ball back.
What's the attitude kind of on the sideline? Defense is playing well, offense not so much. Are you guys lifting each other up? Is there stuff going on the sideline? What's going on during
that? No, we lifting each other up because everybody just got a role. So we just have each other's back. Like, we brothers. So, like, regardless of what's going on, we know at the end of the day, like, we still got each other back. So we still going to have to go out there and still compete.
Logan, walk us through the interception there in the red zone. What did you see on that play? Obviously, it looked like the ball kind of just fell right in your arms there, but walk us through what you saw there.
Yeah, it was trip, slot fade. I knew it was coming from the number two. Looked and leaned, ball just came right to me. So I'm just glad I just caught the ball, had a foot in, and got the ball back to the O.
How does the mindset change going forward? You guys need one more win for bowl eligibility. You have two really tough games coming up.
Yeah.
Coach Sat says it's one day at the time. What's kind of the attitude in the locker room?
One day at the time. At the end of the day, our goal is still in front of us. So regardless of what happened today, we still going to have to come back and get ready for the next 3 weeks. So,
Logan, is the most important part of this for the defense that you guys improve from here on to the rest of the season? Because the numbers tonight you put up are very impressive. You only allowed them 9 first downs for the whole game.
Yeah, we just continue to do it day by day. Just get better as a team and as a defense. We just going to come in and just keep competing, keep playing physical, and just get a ball back to the O.
As a follow-up, what do you think the defense's signature characteristic is right now?
Physicality.
Logan, as a guy that's very vocal, like, what was kind of the message in the locker room to the other guys in there?
After the game? After the game, just keep our head up. You know, we still got 3 more games left, guaranteed. So we just got to come in every day, starting tomorrow, and get ready for the games. Like, get ready for the next 3 weeks. So we're just still in our reach to go out there and compete.
How were you guys able to keep things in front of you so well for most of the game? Obviously, you had the 2 over-the-top passes that were threaded perfectly, but only 6 big plays on the ground or through the air.
Just trusting what we see, just being confident in making the plays that we just have to make, routine plays. So everybody just doing their 111 and doing their job. So that just made us just compete and just keep playing, keep everything in front of us. So that's just what was our game plan.